I often speak about my Boy Scouting experiences in the course of homilies, and I have to admit that today's gospel is not a good Boy Scout homily. Because, you see, Boy Scouts, we go hiking all the time, and Jesus is kind of sending the 12 out on a big hike here. And if we were going to go on an expedition like this, the most important thing about being a Boy Scout, really, is knowing how to pack. That's our motto. After all, be prepared. Well, it's all about knowing what to take and what I really need, you know, weighing out, do I really want to carry this, things like that. But Jesus, when he gets ready to send out the apostles today, tells them, don't take anything. To which the Boy Scout would say, that's stupid, Jesus. We're going to need stuff. He says, take nothing for the journey. No food, no sack, no money. Sack could be translated backpack as well, if you're a scout. And he says, don't take any of that stuff. Not even a change of clothes. What's Jesus doing there? Well, notice he's trying to teach them a lesson, obviously, that in the end, being prepared means knowing what you need, and what you really need is God. You don't actually need anything. Except, notice after he wants to teach them that lesson, he does say, however, two things they are to take. So it's interesting when he says, take nothing, but then these two things. And the two things that they're supposed to take, a walking stick, of all things, I'd say, Jesus, I'll take some food and leave the walking stick. But no, Jesus says, take a walking stick and sandals. Now that's interesting. What does that in itself also teach us? Well, I think it gets across the point that for us as Christians, we're a faith that's kind of on the move, on the go. The most important things that the apostles need are things to help them go, to move, to go on their mission. They don't need money, but they do need their walking stick and their sandals because they have got places to go. As someone who just got back from the Holy Land and spent a lot of time myself walking around, I kept noting that we took buses back and forth between these places. The apostles would have walked all over the place. So they needed those sandals and that walking stick to carry out their mission. That's what they needed. Now, the truth is, though, we too have our mission. We've got a mission, and in fact, Jesus wants to send us as well. Now, we might be more comfortable coming to Mass and we sit and maybe we watch, we observe, but we don't get all that actively involved. Maybe not at Mass, maybe not in our faith. The point of Mass is to kind of be like it was for the apostles here, a bit of a wake-up call to say it's time to go. Notice that the apostles probably would have loved to just kind of follow Jesus around and listen to what he says and be dazzled by what he does. But there comes that time when Jesus has to turn the apostles and say, okay, it's time to go. Take your walking stick, take your sandals, and get out of here. You've got a mission. When I was a part of a honor society in the Boy Scouts, I had a role on the ceremonial team, we called it, to help induct other people into the honor society. And one of my favorite parts in the role that I got to play was after we got all the candidates together, I got to give them some instructions, kind of like Jesus here. I told them, you're going to need to go get a sleeping bag, some water, etc. And I gave them all these instructions, and they're all standing there in the dark, kind of looking at me because it's nighttime. And then at the end of my speech, it was really fun because I got to say for my last two words, now. Go! And it was so great because I got to yell as loud as I could, go. And all of a sudden, and they just start going, okay, I'm going. And you just see them all trying to pile off through the woods trying to go. It was so exciting because it got that emphasis of, I've got to go do something. Now, I'm not going to yell at anybody at the end of Mass today or anything, but Mass is supposed to also be that which kind of gives us that impetus, in which Jesus kind of says to all of us, go! Not yet, I mean stay, but at the end of Mass, Jesus is going to tell us, like he tells the apostles, okay, now you've got all you need. I've fed you with food for the journey in the Eucharist. You've got the teaching. Now, you can't just leave here and go about what you were doing. You got to go. In fact, our very word for Mass, we call it Mass in English. In Latin, it would be Missa. You could kind of hear in that the word mission, because in Latin, it's the same root word. Mission, Missa, Mass, means to be sent. Think about that for a second. To be sent is what the word Mass means. That actually comes from the very last words of the Mass, in which the deacon, or in this case the priest, will say, literally, go, in Latin, ite, missa est. Missa est literally means you've got a mission, you are sent. Go, you are sent. Think about that. That means we have named our entire Sunday worship, liturgy, service, however you generically call it, the very name we give to it could literally be translated, rather than the Mass, the sending. Think about that. Instead of, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to Mass today. Literally, you are going to the sending. You are here at the sending. Imagine what that means then for the thought or the notion of leaving early. That would be like going to dinner and leaving after hors d'oeuvres and saying, I went to dinner. Well, no, you missed the whole point of dinner, which was dinner. It's not a perfect analogy, but if you think about it, if Mass means the sending, and you come to the sending and you leave before the sending, that doesn't speak very well for our understanding of what Mass is all about. Jesus brings us here today, and he gives us what we need for our mission. And it's not a whole lot. We don't need money or sack or anything, but we probably do need our sandals, maybe a walking stick, but most of all, an open heart that is willing to be sent. That's the other thing that the apostles had. They were willing to go. We too come today knowing that we need God. We need him if we are going to carry out our mission. The most important thing we can figure out in our life then is, what is my mission? And will I allow myself to be sent on that mission by Jesus? The most important thing we need today then is the Eucharist, the food for the journey. Jesus tells us, don't take food because he will give us food. Everything we need, we receive here at the sending. So as we go forth today, really pray at this Mass. Jesus, what is it that you've created me to do? What is my mission for this week? And then as we leave here, we hear Jesus tell us, go. Go, you have a mission. The Second Vatican Council, and I'll leave you with this thought, said that the Mass, the liturgy, is the source and the summit of the Christian life. Now, probably we've heard that before, and we get that, okay, it's the summit. We say the liturgy is the highest form of our prayer, the worship we owe to God, and so we come every Sunday because it's that important. It is the summit. But we often forget about that other part. It is also the source from which something is supposed to flow, and that something is the life of grace in the world, the life of apostolate. Apostle in Greek means to be sent. So today, praise God that we are here on the mountaintop at the summit. But as we leave, what will flow from our encounter with God today? How will we live out our mission? We have a mission. And at the end of the sending today, you will hear Jesus say to you, go. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.